and Northern Ireland needs to have a better alternative.
And I'm trying to understand what that alternative would actually be this morning.
But you're asking me, do we have a joint position? Do we have a
on
joint
manifesto? Anything
with
the SDLP?
With a joint manifesto.
Not asking if it's a joint manifesto.
No, we don't. We are standing on our own rights, both parties in this Assembly.
Yeah, but you're not actually standing on your own right exclusively,
yes,
are you? Because part of your pitch to people in Northern Ireland is that you are an alternative government, that the partnership between the UUP and SDLP can work. That's part of your pitch. And when I ask you if there's been any detailed discussions between you and your party, you say, yes, there have been, between you and the SDLP. And I'm trying to understand what these detailed discussions have actually resulted in. For example, you talk about real issues in Northern Ireland, the definition of a victim. How have you and the SDLP squared that?
That's one of the things we're discussing and continue to discuss. We need to do this.
But you're supposed to be ready for government.
But Stephen, we are in a situation where 8 months into an election that was only called in January, you're asking us to come up with sort of fully formed positions. I ask the people out there who are listening to your show, who do you think is going to be in better partnership? Is it going to be DUP and Sinn Féin arguing every 5 minutes about everything? Or would you think it would be better if it was the Ulster Unionist Party, the SDLP? Who do you think is going to be better at partnership?
How do they know what's going to be better if you don't have any fully formed policy that the SDLP would work with you on? Not one.
But how do you know that, Stephen? Have you asked the SDLP?
Because I'm asking you.
Have you asked the SDLP?
Well, I'm asking you. Give me one policy that you and the SDLP can, as soon as you get into government, soar ahead into the sunset on. One policy.
Soar ahead. Stephen, we are standing here as the Ulster Unionist Party with our manifesto for a real partnership.
Vote Mike, get Colin.
Plan for better Northern Ireland. We are going forward. One of the things we need to do and make sure we do going forward is we can work in partnership. The question is, do we have a reasonable chance of making a good and effective government with the SDLP? The answer is yes.
How do you know if you've no notion what the SDLP's terms would be on any policy whatsoever?
Stephen, could it be any worse than the DUP Sinn Féin at the moment that it's broken down? Let's answer that question. Would it be any worse?
So that's the slogan. Vote for us, it can't be any worse.
I'll tell you what, it couldn't be any worse, could it? Could it actually be any worse?
Okay, so
with hospital waiting lists rising.
Let's stand back.
The economy stalling.
So let's stand back from this. And I'll give you room here. One policy, as a result of all of these in-depth discussions with the SDLP, one joint policy that the Ulster Unionist Party and the SDLP have formed to offer people ahead of their vote where they can think, well, there's something that they've reached compromise on.
Stephen, we are talking all the time. We haven't got any joint policies yet because, believe it or not, we've only called this election in January. We need to be in a position where we're working together. But it's quite clear.
We haven't got any joint policies yet.
Well, we wouldn't have, do we? We're both parties going in with separate manifestos to the election. But the one thing is very clear. We've both made very clear indications that we're willing to work in partnership.
You've no notion whether you're going to be able to work in partnership.
Why would you say that, Stephen?
Because you can't give me one policy after 8 months of detailed discussions.
We are working in partnership very closely at the moment across a whole range of issues. Have you not seen what we've been doing in opposition? Have you not seen how we've been working again on issues of the economy, issues in education, on infrastructure? Have you not seen that? I think everybody's seen that in the Assembly.
Well, I think what everybody's hearing this morning is me attempting to prise out of you one policy area where you could say, look, here's what we're offering people. We've sat down, we're on opposite sides of the table, but actually, here's our joint way forward for Northern Ireland.
But Stephen, we're not talking about that. We are talking about...
And your response was, we haven't got any joint policy yet.
Stephen, that's the case. We didn't expect there to be an election. Here we are in January after the election started. The one thing we have is we have two manifestos, and this is the Ulster Unionist Party manifesto about real partnership. And here's the thing. We're both committed to working together, which is much more than the DUP, Sinn Féin are even thinking about. So let's think about what's best for Northern Ireland.